World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. Our world rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you that we still got breath in our lungs. We thank you for that you've helped us to see the truth, because you said that your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. We just pray that the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight today, in Jesus' name. Spencer, I just sent you a text message. Check that out. Get that thing up here. We're going to do communion today. Joe, thanks for getting up. Folks, this is where we are. This is where we are. This is where we're going today, okay? Anybody remember this but me? Go ahead, Spence. Take communion this morning. We're getting ready to take. We got us a new lefty pope. He's an American this time. Listen, I want to ask this question. You think that election's rigged? Anybody out there think that election is rigged? Oh, my goodness, my goodness. We won't get fooled again, though, will we? No. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, right? Lefty, left. They got us an American lefty this time. We're going to dive into some of this stuff here today. Hey, look. I was raised Catholic. I'm not making fun of Catholicism, okay? Not, you can take it that way if you want to. But I'm going to tell you this. That is one of the, in my opinion, Coach Dave's opinion, you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through the Catholic Church, God bless you. The Vatican is one of the most New World Order deep state places in the entire country, folks. Higher world.
Amen.
And now they try to appease us by giving us an American. By the way, hang on, Joe. I'm going to get to you. Hey, Spencer, pull up. I didn't number them this morning. Rigged election. We'll pull that up there real quick. Rigged election. The Pope. Look at this, folks. How about this? Here's your new boss. This is the new Pope, Robert Prevost. First American Pope, anti-Trump, anti-MAGA, pro-open borders, and a total Marxist like Pope Francis. Catholics don't have anything good to look forward to. Just another Marxist puppet in the Vatican. Hey, now listen, I know a lot of good, faithful Catholics out there. And they go back and they talk about, man, when they took out the Latin Mass and they start screwing. How long has this stuff been going on? How long has this stuff been going on, folks? The Catholic Church used to be the beacon of the pro-life movement. If the Catholics in America rose up and said, no more abortion, it would end. There are that many Catholics. But can I tell you what's going on? Most of them voting Democrat. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry if it hurts your ears. I'm sorry. See, now I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-Catholic, except I is one. What does the people say? They say, I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me. Well, I didn't leave the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church left me. That's the way I see it. And if you don't understand, and if you don't see that at the heart of the New World Order is organized religion. I don't know what to tell you. I'm feeling it today, boys and girls. Some of you may not be able to take what we're going to talk about today. So I gave you a good little opening there so that Joe can come in and peacefully lead us in communion. And, I got to be careful. I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Vinny's got his hand up. I'll let you get in here, Vinny. Come on.
Just want to say before we begin communion, remember in 1931, we had something that the Catholics established called the Hays Code, and it lasted up until they put out the pawnbroker and broke America's morals. Thank you.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Yep, I'm telling you, man. But maybe this is good. Wow. All right, I'm sorry. Let's get all holy and righteous here and take communion. Hey, folks, listen. Bible says that, Joe, get ready out there, brother. Anybody takes this unworthily can bring damnation to you. We shouldn't take the breaking of the Lord's bread lightly. Bible says we're supposed to examine ourselves. If there's anything inside of us that's wrong, we should lay that on the altar and allow the Lord to forgive us of it and to change our heart. This is serious stuff. Serious stuff. And, you know, we could get into the whole debate as to whether or not, you know, the Catholics, I grew up Catholic. I am one. I don't think they ever threw me out. They called it transubstantiation, but maybe the Protestants, whatever that means. So I'm kind of tired of being called a Protestant because there are some things that you should protest against, I think. Anyway, see, the Protestants We never looked at it that way. Catholics believed it was the transubstantiation, the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "This is my body given for you. As often as you do this in remembrance of me." And the Catholic Church has taught us that that actually, when the priest gets up there and he blesses it, it actually becomes the real body and blood of Jesus. I'm not here to debate that one way or another. That's a pretty powerful thing. The Protestant, the church that protested against the Catholic Church. By the way, is there going to be a Catholic Protestant again? I think some Catholics need to protest. Anyway, the Protestant movement didn't believe in that, the actual body and blood. Didn't believe it had to be blessed by a priest and all that stuff, that I could sit around with my wife. My wife and I could take communion together. That we could just humbly, all of us, as often as we do it, every time we do it in memory of him. And if you've watched us any time here, I'm not a theologian, okay? I've none of that. I don't know a lot about it. But I know this. They have made religion about following rules. You follow rules into heaven. It's grace alone, faith alone. Ain't nothing else. Now, should you behave and follow the rules? Yeah. Will they enhance your life? Yeah. Salvation, friends, is a gift that is it. Where's Tim Tuber when I need? Is a gift that is in due. It is some, we can't even explain what happens. Salvation is in due. Righteousness. We are made right through the blood of Jesus Christ, not through communion. Although the Bible says, as Joe's shared with us several times, it is the meal that heals. There's healing power in the act of taking communion. I can't explain it. I don't know what it is, but it's like everything else. If we don't see this, friends, everything, religion is always about control. Always about some leader. Do you remember this Pope that just died? Do you know he taught that it was wrong to teach people they could have a personal relationship with Jesus? Did you guys know that? You can't have a personal relationship with Jesus. You have to go through the church. Go through the church. Only way you can get saved is to go through the church. Well, I found the Lord outside the church. Outside the Catholic Church. I found the Lord outside of there. He's everywhere. And if we don't understand that the origins of many of the traditions that we do have always been about control of the people. Would somebody say amen? Just let me know. I got one friend out there knows what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Thank you. Even to this day, you're told to get your pastor's approval. Can I tell you the truth? Sometimes a pastor would be the last guy I'd talk to. Anybody say, come give me a thumbs up. We all know I love the church. I love the body of Christ. I don't like the hierarchy. Me and the Lord. No mediator between the Lord and me. The Holy Spirit is the only mediator. It ain't my pastor. It ain't my bishop. It ain't my pope. It ain't my elders. Greg Gates says the new pope's response is staunchly pro-life. Well, that'd be a boom. Somebody tell me something.
Boom.
You really think all those guys over there, those, what do they call them, the cardinals, whoever voted for him, you think even know this guy? How do you start a movement to get elected pope? How does that happen? Who makes that decision behind the scenes? And I'm making the Catholics, I'm one of you, man. I'm not bashing Catholicism. I'm asking, what is going on? What the heck is going on? Yeah, Paul, why the secrecy? Why aren't they in a room? Okay, how many for John? All right, we got 12 votes for John. How many for Barry? I've got six. Okay, why the secrecy? What's going on? Do things openly. Because there's a deep, deep, I hate to tell you this, deep, deep political. I got a lot of stuff to show you. I'll show up. Shut up here a minute. Let me take a deep breath. Joe, if you can. Try to take us through communion, could you? After I messed messed up the spirit on that. Yeah, Beth, is there a Masonic connection? I wouldn't want to go there. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. Yeah, I hope that this new Pope is on a better path than the last. That's what I hope.
Was it 12 years? Was that guy Pope 12 years? He destroyed it. He destroyed Catholicism. Go ahead.
And the whole way of there being two popes for a while was also a bit confusing, too, with him sort of coming in, the other resigning as prophesied. It was interesting.
Yeah, it is. Joe, we won't get fooled again.
We won't get fooled again. I was remembering the years I lived on the north side of Hyde Park in London. And there were lots of good concerts at Royal Albert Hall on the other side of Hyde Park. Got to see John Fogerty, who hadn't been there for 37 years, and he came back. And I think he met a Christian lady because he said, "This is the woman that helped me become saved." And he had 7 guitars up, two of them were his boys. Anyway. 3 lead guitarists in the same family. That's pretty. I think those kids, they didn't have a chance. They were probably given a lead guitar rattle when they were a little baby. They were sort of predestined for that. Anyway, yeah. I digress. But yeah, you did bring up some memories there with that. I never got to see them, though they have been playing a few times.
I ain't going to get fooled again, though, Joe.
No, you can't get fooled again.
No, listen, I'm going to vote for the Republicans because the Republicans will get it done. I won't get fooled again. Let's go, babe.
Well, I think we got to. Yeah. There's still a lot of fixing to do there with Republicans, especially here in California.
Yeah.
I was led a little bit, I believe, by Holy Spirit to go to some of the prophetic foundations of Christ and of the new covenant. And this is one of them, 600 years before our Lord came. That's when Jeremiah was on the planet. Behold the days, and I'm reading Jeremiah 31:31-34. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Hang on. That's two different covenants, isn't it? House of Israel and the house of Judah. That's two different houses. Go ahead.
Yep, it's the same. It's a covenant open to whoever he offers it to. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. Producer? Thank you, sir. But this shall be the will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more.
Wow.
It's writing the law on our hearts is right out of the New Testament.
Amen.
Yeah. So anyway, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with gratitude in our hearts for the privilege of being here with you, Lord. The privilege of serving you, the privilege of believing in you, the privilege of learning how to love by receiving your love, the privilege of learning patience, and also the privilege of standing firm. We have gratitude in our hearts for all you're doing in our lives, and that you have us here together in this really unusual, unique congregation across this great country and some parts of the world. So we are grateful to be here together and for the technology that makes it possible, and especially for the reasons behind giving us this tradition of and rite of communion. We understand that it is serious, Lord. And so we ask, we look at ourselves and ask, Essie, forgive us our sins and our transgressions. Bring us cleansed into your sight as we prepare to take communion, Lord. And we remember that our Lord Jesus Christ, he blessed the bread and the wine representing his body and blood to be shed for us. And we ask that you bless that for us now, Lord. And we ask that you remind us that we are your ambassadors here. And sometimes in the heat of the moment, we may say or think or do things that our Lord wouldn't do. Let's remember to take captive every thought, and actually maybe even take captive every action, just to make sure that we're reacting correctly. And we also know, Lord, it isn't always turned the other cheek, that sometimes our Lord Jesus Christ flipped the tables over in the temple. And that's, give us the discernment to know when we are to do what. And we ask that with this new pope that Coach reminded us of this morning, that you intervene in his heart. And if he already was going to take the path you want him to take, then let him be steadfast on that. But if he had other desires and plans and agreements, please come to him with the Spirit, with guidance, with dreams in his heart, and show him the path he should take. And let him come to his knees, realizing that you are the one true God and that he serves you. And let him then steadfastly hold to the path that you would have him walk. And we ask that you stop these wars that are popping up. And the one in Ukraine that's been on too long. We know that that's a complex situation, and we know that war really started a long time ago before the first bullets went. So it's not as simple as they say, but there is a solution to it, Lord, and you can stop it. and our president wants to stop it. I think it's getting close, and so many people are dying for no reason. It doesn't make any sense, Lord, except for the politics behind it. And we ask for transparency, Lord. We ask for transparency in our media. We ask for true regulation by the authorities that regulate broadcasting. Let them pull the plug on a license if an institution deserves that, Lord. It hasn't been done, but let it be done now if they deserve it. We need to have truth disseminated, Lord, not propaganda and not biased views and not manipulative media at the scale that they can do it now with the technologies we have. We don't need that. It's not healthy. It's not good for us. You know that, Lord. And the truth will set us free. So let the truth start to emanate more from the mainstream media, or just take it away. I don't think we really need it anymore. And Lord, be with the parts of the country that are still recovering from fires and from floods and from storms and from winter. Please heal them, give them hope, give them what they need. Let miracles happen in their lives. And for all of us on this call as we take communion, any of us who have a wound to our body or our soul, let us remember this can be the meal that heals. Let us receive with this communion the luminous resurrection power that touches us all through the Holy Spirit. It's in us all now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to disciples to say, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Amen. Amen. Mel's got a hand up. Go ahead, Mel.
Thanks, Coach. Hey, I just want to, if you could go to the website to the events. I put up the home and garden and craft show for Betty. So I just wanted to put that out there so that everybody's got the address if you'd like to go. J.R. Harrison's going to be there with Natural Family Foundation, and Craig Mickle's going to be there with Saving God's Children. So I just wanted
Coach
to create
gonna
that.
Coach Dave's going to be there.
Oh, and Coach Dave, too. I'll add you to that, too. So anyway, if anybody's in the area and wants...
I'm just kidding.
I don't want you to feel left out, Coach. So, but anyway, I just wanted to put that up there so that you've got the information if you decide that you want to go. Thank you.
I want to go and support. Look, one of the things we try to do here, we try to support those who are doing, no matter how small it might be. And I just thank God for the fire that's been lit in Betty's heart. I mean, you know, I did last month's newsletter. I did about all the different ministries that are going on out of this thing. It's really pretty, pretty amazing. So anybody can, we got to try to support all of them. That's what we try to do. Cool. I made some notes here. See, Coach, what do you want to do? I did that. Play Get Rid of Whitey. Friends, this is what we're up against, okay? This is what we're up against. This is former CDC advisor, Dr. Carolyn Baker. Go ahead.
The battle is
CDC director.
One family, one physician, one health center. That's why we're doing as well as we are. We're talking about the minority and strategies against the minority. So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken in that city. I've been a minority for more than 20 years in the city of Houston. The majority is, we call, Hispanic. That is not a race or an ethnicity. That is a political designation. But a lot of them are from Central, South America, Mexico. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants.
Do you get that, folks? They don't like Whitey because Whitey won't follow along. Whitey says no. Whitey won't take the vaccine. You understand this? Do you really understand? I got some more stuff. Hang on a second. I'll get you right in here, John. So do this one. How about this one? Pull up Bush as a pagan. Pull that one up, Spencer. Play that one. You ready for this one? Oh, minute 19 seconds.
One of the most heinous criminals that's ever walked on the face of the earth. Bush is the man who's been a CIA agent since his college days. He's a member of the Skull and Bones, the Russell Trust. He was initiated in a casket with a ribbon tied around his genitalia, which symbolizes that he's a priest in the Temple of Isis. A pagan, this guy. This man is a member of the mystery schools.
Well, he has the outward appearance of a good Christian, church-going Christian, no?
They do whatever they have to be approved by the people, but in secret, they're not at all. This is a man who practices pagan religious rituals, magic. Doesn't matter what you think of all these things. I'm just telling you, this is what he does in secret. Mm-hmm. He is the man who, when he was chief executive officer, when he was president of the offshore division of Zapata Oil, organized and began the first large-scale drug smuggling operations into this country. George Bush is the one responsible for the drugs on the streets. And the war against drugs is not a war against drugs, it's a war against the Bill of Rights. We've already lost the Fourth Amendment in this war.
Wow, that's quite a bit old, but what is Skull and Bones? John Kerry was a member of Skull and Bones, wasn't he? Wasn't John Kerry and George W. Bush, weren't they both members of the Skull and Bones? What are the odds of that? What are the odds of two guys in a secret society at, was it Harvard or Yale? It doesn't matter. What was the odds of two of them becoming president of the United States? And then we see this, that Donald Trump wants to stop funding Harvard. I wonder if they know something we don't know. I wonder what's going on. This is kind of an open, I got some good stuff here, but this is kind of an open phone Friday here. John, come on in. John Brickonen. Come on in, John.
John, get in. I'm 100% finished, guys. So I'm trying to really pray, guys, so I can share something really good this morning that can throw something out there. I was a missionary to China for 5 years. I lived there. I taught in the public schools, over 200 different schools. And, you know, I just pulling into Houghton High School, I'm going to be a sub teacher as well. So I work in the schools. But I just want to throw this out to you guys. These are my take after being there. We all complain about communism, you know. They have one ruling party over there. They have Democrat, Republican, but there's one ruling party, and that's the Communist Party. We have two ruling parties over here, and the Democrats and Republicans, and are we any better, you know? So they're the only ones who can be the one who can get the support. It's all about how much money you have. This country needs to be fair about their elections even. It's Democrat, Republican. Once in a while you get a third party. Everybody should have equal support money, and they should change this whole thing. But I'll throw that out to you because, you know, I shared the gospel openly and in some of the underground churches there. I connected a little bit. And I was there for 5 years, and a lot of what's going on in China, God sent me there. And I just want to throw out there that we have this bipartisan system that nobody else has a chance to really get in there. And you're okay. And you know what I'm saying? And just to throw that out there, and that's all I have there, but I just want, it's been itching at me to, I pray to God that I put it out there that can be, you know, fruitful for this this group here.
Good, John. So let me ask a question. I'll get you, be right with you, Kevin. I came across something yesterday that really made me scratch my head. Are we ever going to see any arrests of these guys? Hang on a minute. You can say, well, Coach, they don't have all the evidence. Well, did they have all the evidence on J6? Or did they just go arrest those guys? You mean we can't arrest anybody that was part of the Epstein? We can't arrest any of them? We have to have lock. Why is there a set of rules for them and a different set of rules for us? Why isn't Pam Bondi, Cash, why aren't they arresting some of these people? You'll see, it goes deeper than what we understand it to be, doesn't it, folks? Huh? There's no honor among thieves. Thieves don't turn on thieves. And it's going to take a move of God to get the men and women that we're trusting to expose this stuff. It's going to take a move of God to get those people to have the courage to do what has to be done. You mean to tell me they don't have any goods on anybody right now they could have already arrested and charged? You believe that? Nobody? What about all the people that set up President Trump, all those lies? Well, why don't they start with those 60, whatever the hell those guys were, who said it was Russian collusion? Why don't they start with them? They don't have to have 100% proof. We have evidence they did it, more evidence probably than what they did on the J6ers, and they locked them up. Why won't they lock up these guys? Why won't they lock up the elitists? Because we better wake up and understand that our government is a controlled operation, friends.
Boom.
It's a controlled operation.
Boom.
Do you really believe that the bishops in the world, I don't even know how it works, you really believe they elected this commie? Do you really believe that?
Boom.
You really believe? Do you think those bishops even knew who this guy was? He's in America. I don't even know who he is. Oh, by the way, he's lived the last 10 years outside of the U.S. Did you know that? We don't even know. We don't. Did anybody see the vote counting? See any of that at all? Oh, my goodness, folks. Lord said he'd send a strong delusion. We'd believe a lie. And we, why is it? Why is it that a guy like me, a guy like you, why is it when we question something, the average person says we're conspiracy theorists? Why are they so, why the hell do they believe everything the government tells them and everything the media says? And if you don't, you are a conspiracy theorist. Nobody wants to be around you. You're not welcome in church. Are you with me? We got to see what's going on, my friends. We've got to see. If you're awake, God bless you for being awake and seeing what's going on. But the greatest job you have, trying to wake up others. They don't want to know. They don't want to know. They don't want to know. We got a new pope. A new pope. Anybody know anything about this guy? He is the vicar of Christ. He's the head of the worldwide Catholic Church. It's like my Catholic buddy. I won't say his name. I've been griping and moaning about this other guy. The one just died. He said, oh, he's not Catholic. I said, what? Yeah, oh, he's not Catholic. He's the pope. Yeah, but he's not Catholic. Oh, my God. This is so deep. Isn't this so deep? Kevin Van Story, come on in. Arrest somebody, will you? Will you please arrest somebody other than Bill Dunphy?
Yeah, arrest the right people.
Yeah.
That little video was Bill Cooper, and of course Bill Cooper put a whole bunch of truth out there, and before very long there was some county sheriff's deputies show up at his place and put
funny four how that happens, huh?
And put four bullets in his chest and put him down. But anyway, you know, yeah. Coach, it's always a case of rules for thee and not for me.
That's right.
So just be prepared when you speak the truth and you see the truth and you share the truth that at some point in time you might get put down.
So let me ask this though. Thanks, Kevin. That makes me feel good. By the way, could this be a good sign that never been an American? Could the Vatican be coming down? An American Pope? 275, however long, 275 popes? Never an American? And then we got this. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't put anything by the devil, and I don't put anything by the Lord. So I don't know. Dale. Hey, John, your hand's still up. I didn't know if you wanted to come back in. Go ahead, Dale. Well,
so, Coach, I mean, we see this at the surface, you know, and that's great. You know, first off, Trump is not an Ivy League graduate, so they hate him because he's like what Andrew Jackson is. Do a study on Andrew Jackson. He is the people's president. He's not the D.C. swamp, and it's bigger than D.C. because, Coach, they arrest him. Guess what? Who owns the judges?
Amen, brother.
Where do you prosecute? So they own the prosecutors. They own the judges. They own the D.A. And I promise you, look, I think Kash Patel is a good guy. I'm frustrated with Pam Bondi, too. But when I look at that organization that has been corrupt for at least 40 years, how many of those people do you think, just because they got put in position, all of a sudden are good people? So, Coach, they're corrupt within the system itself. So they're fighting an upstream battle. What it's going to take. Listen, if we get a revolution, revelation, we'll get a revolution. I believe that's why in Revelations chapter 2, he's coming with fire in his eyes, Coach. Amen. And he's going to smite the nations of the earth. That's what's going to happen, and that's what's going to take place.
So, Dale, every time I get kind of saying, what's going on here? Judge Jeanine Pirro just got appointed judge. A Fox News gal? Is now what's
going on? But Coach, she's not just appointed anywhere. She's appointed to where? D.C.
They've got to put
the right judges in place to arrest these people to convict them.
I'm telling you, man, there's something going on. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I don't know. Paul Goslin, come on in. Dr. Paul. They're coming after you, Paul. Yeah, they're coming after you.
They did the D.B. Cooper on me. Anyway, just so you know, Yale has a far more exclusive secret society. It's called Skull and Bones.
Yes, sir.
Bush was far too dumb to be in that one. So those are the people you really got to be aware about. Give the Pope a chance. If he's pro-life, it changes the world.
That does. That's true, Paul. That's
right.
True.
He's Pope Leo the 14th, taken after Pope Leo the 13th. It was pre-World War I. In a time, get this, where we went from an agricultural to an industrial society. Now we're going from industrial to a society of AI, right? So there's a lot of things changing.
I don't have
all the answers, but I do know that if we pray for this guy, maybe he'll come forth and say, no abortion, not in the States, nowhere, no time.
Amen, brother. He is pro-life. I'm with you on that.
Let's hope he is, Coach.
But he hates Trump. Oh, but what a mess, huh? What a tangled web we weave when first we practice.
Hey, Dave, my lawyer, my previous lawyer, hates Trump, loves Obama. He's fired. I got a Christian lawyer now. I couldn't be happier. Can you imagine him being my lawyer?
Amen, brother. Oh, my God, what a system, huh? A B-A bar. Bar. British something. What does bar stand for? British. What's it stand for, Eileen?
It's British Accreditation Register.
British Accreditation Register. In the United States? British Accreditation. Is that right, Eileen?
Oops.
Who knows? I escaped. Who knows? I just wanted to ask, did you see that segment on Fox News where the commentator had an episode and passed out?
I didn't see it. I saw of it. Yes.
Yes. And, you know, people, I believe that God called me back to the Catholic Church in 1999. I was raised Catholic, all-girl Catholic school, never had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but I knew that there was a God, and it wasn't me, and it wasn't you, and he was in control. But in 1999, by the grace of God, a priest started talking about partial birth abortion at the pulpit. And that, I was 39 years old, and my life changed dramatically.
Amen.
And so then I heard to go back to the Catholic Church and whip those priests into shape. But I didn't realize how deep it was, and all this sexual assault of children. Well, that leads me to Mr. Prevost here, because people are texting me and asking me, so what do you think of the new Pope? I said, here, covered up all the sex abuse that was under his control. He ran that particular department.
Yep.
And again, I just have to go back to, I call him Francie, Pope Francis, you know, telling everybody to take the jab when the jab has aborted fetuses in it.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Yep, yep, yep.
I'll lose my job. Kids won't let me see my grandkids. And I'm like, okay, like you said, Coach, you know, we all stand up, but when somebody takes a shot at us, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you can't. Thank you.
Amen. Hey, Eileen, can we all agree on this, folks? The other side hates Christianity. And if you don't start at that premise, then you're not going to understand what's going on. You have those who hate Christianity and those who are lukewarm Christianity, and very few who are all in Christianity, which goes back to what we were talking about yesterday, that our Christian leadership will not inspire the Christian congregants to get involved. In fact, they do just the opposite. We will not mix religion and politics. I could go on. Look, folks, if I come in here and talk about Jews, I'm anti-Semitic. If I come in here and talk about Presbyterians, I'm anti-Presbyterian. If I come in here and I talk about Baptists, I'm anti-Baptist. If I come in here and talk about Catholics, I'm anti-Catholic. I'm pro-truth. I'm pro-truth. And if the only response you have is to throw out some vindictive, some term about what I am, so therefore you can ignore the truth, then go for it.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you the truth, and if you can't chew it up, swallow it, and spit it out, and get on with your life. But stop calling me names or assuming what I believe. You don't even know. Jeff, come on in.
This is a question I've been asking for a couple of days. You know how they got the January 6th committee? That was all bogus, all them people put there to judge and then destroyed the evidence.
Yep.
So now we have these people voting on the next pope.
Yep.
And they don't let the 80 and older guys, 80 years older, in there to vote, which might have some common sense, a little more wisdom, but they rule all them out. If you're 81 or 82 or 83, you can't vote. And then after they vote, they burn all the votes. It's like, what is up?
Hey, Jeff, where the hell have they been when their Catholic brethren were getting locked up in J6? Where have these guys been? Trust. Some men trust in horses, some men trust in chariots, some men trust in religion. We will trust in the name of the Lord. That's where I am. You put a label on what I believe, and you are wrong at the beginning. You don't have any idea what flavor of Christian I am. Stop giving me a label. Johnny.
Well, how grateful I am to Jesus for dying for me and giving me the grace to try and maneuver through this life that we're living, because the more he comes into us, the more he reveals. You know, all I can think about is fear and guilt right now. And that is exactly what the enemy does.
That's right.
You know, whenever you start scraping the surface of the truth, they just put their foot on your head and they dunk you underwater.
They ridicule you. Hey, Johnny.
They won't let you breathe. They right. won't let you do anything because they know the truth. They know the truth. And for you to bring the truth to the surface, they will not allow it. And God is that's what God is not. He is not fear. He is not guilt.
It's the church's fault. It's the church's fault, Johnny. We don't teach the fear of the Lord. We teach the love of the Lord. Amen.
Instead,
Amen.
You're a conspirator.
Yeah, I am. Proud one. I'm a proud one. I'm a conspiracy analyst. That's what I am. That's what I am. Joe, come on in. And then Dale, your hand's still up. I'm sure you want to get in. Then nobody, I want to share something else with you. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. Just a couple things. When you were talking about in the beginning, just before communion, you're mentioning that we got to take it seriously. I believe that the Spirit is getting so strong now that we really need to take a lot of things seriously, because the days of Ananias and Sapphira, where the Spirit's that strong, or if you tell a fib to the Spirit, it might be all she wrote.
Amen. You know?
Amen. And for example, I think in the last 10 days, we have two main church buildings where I worship, and one's a smaller one. That's the old church, and they're used for smaller speakers and functions and things. And then there's a big one, and it was all built by the congregation. Volunteer labor. Everybody pitched in and built it. And that's pretty unusual. And it's really an amazing campus. But in the foyer, the entrance of the smaller church, one evening last week or the week before, you couldn't walk from the door to the church because everybody would fall out because the presence of God was so strong. You couldn't get into the church all the way. You'd be on the floor. And they called up the senior pastor's wife, and she went, and she sort of lives up there in heaven almost, and she was on the floor. Anyway, it's happening, and
amen.
So things are changing. To take that seriously. And the other thing I wanted to mention was, we've started at the church, and we're almost there to the finish line. We're buying a former women's low security prison to turn it into a place to help children who are rescued from trafficking reclaim their lives, be delivered, have rehab, have teaching, have medical, have all that they need, because there was a couple thousand kids saved a couple years ago because of a tip our pastor gave this Vice Admiral of the SEALs. They went and they raided and saved 800 kids on a barge in the bay. And from a tip that they got on that raid, another 1,200 on a boat coming in. And that only made the little bit of the alternative media is a blip, because they don't like news like that to come out. But all those kids got put back into CPS child because they didn't have a place to go. There was no place to send a whole bunch of kids for what they needed to recover. And that's when all of a sudden, so now we've started this called Peace of Heaven. And so we're buying this prison and going to then have to redo it and then do something that hasn't been done before. There isn't the place where you could put four or 500 kids in this kind of a situation. It doesn't exist in the whole world.
Just kidding. Blessed. Hey, Joe,
they'd probably be safe for the pedophiles there at least.
Yeah, that'd
no,
be
but safe. I get it, Coach.
Hey, Spence, pull up
but,
real quick.
No, but,
I'm sorry. No, I want to get this.
I'll be sending this information on this.
Spencer, pull up Many Empires Have Fallen. Michael T. Flynn. Yeah. folks, you ready? Michael, I don't know what you feel about Flynn. I don't know what you feel about Flynn. General Flynn wrote this. Millions of Americans rose up and voted for accountability within our government. We're demanding a restoration of trust because we're a moral society that requires justice. There are powerful patriots, dedicated servants working with President Trump, but they must be cautious of the bureaucrats that surround them. Somebody say amen. And with all the glamour and accoutrements of the office, our leaders need to stay focused on accountability and the president's agenda. I want to see somebody perp walked. We must go after the people that put our country into a declining state. America is in the midst of a coup that started back in 2015 with a Muslim freak, Barry Obama. Progressive left went after President Trump and nobody who got in the way. And these people still have their foot in the door and they continue to influence the military, security state complexes. It's time to go to work, General Flynn said. I want to see our leaders living in their offices or out in the field as opposed to on the news or at some sporting event. For President Trump, it's about being presidential and getting out amongst the people. But for everyone else, they should be living what it is that they were bought to do because we don't have much time. Every day I hear from thousands of people asking when accountability will come. Somebody say amen. We now know when Russiagate began, the details of how it was run, why they did it, and who was actually behind it. John Brennan was at the tip of the spear. There were others, yet Special Counsel Durham failed to issue indictments even when arrests were requested from his team. He refused. Go arrest that guy now. Go arrest John Brennan right now. Last week, Senator Ron Johnson announced falsehoods surrounding 911. Former Congressman Kurt Weldon was on recently with Tucker explaining similar concerns. They're passionate, honest leaders trying to open discussions on 911. But will anything actually come of it? Will anybody be held to account? Hell no, because why? The Luciferians are in charge. Let's go back to the Epstein files. Attorney General Pam Bondi declared that she'd seen it all, and then they called a few podcasters and cast them with blinders for nothing. Bondi responded later, explaining that the head of the New York field office had lied to her. Okay, well then, arrest him. Remove his security clearance and place him under house arrest. Start an investigation not only into his lying, but other possible nefarious activities. The assistant director in charge of New York field office is one of the top 10 FBI leaders in our country. He should have been detained and held, but instead he was fired and walked off the office behind a parade of bagpipers. This is what pisses Americans off. Arrest him already. Stop with the firing and start detaining criminals. If the Epstein files have been destroyed, then go get some handcuffs. And don't forget that under Biden administration, approximately 300,000 children, Craig, went missing. Our government either lost them or allowed them to be trafficked. So who in the hell is going to jail over that? People in our government are sitting, planning, and waiting out this administration, running out the clock to then continue business as usual. And we cannot allow that to happen. If Democrats regain a majority, we are done. By the way, throw half of them freaking Republicans out too. President Trump has less than 2 years to drain the swamp. Once we enter 2026, the focus will move to the next election. Judges continue to hold up President Trump, another threat to our country. Americans have lost trust in the justice system, as well as the weakening of our rule of law. We watched what the DOJ did to Trump when he was the 45th president. We saw those who attended the J6 rally locked up. Christians were arrested for standing outside Planned Parenthood. Parents were classified as domestic terrorists, and public officials were thrown in prison for exposing corruption in the election system. Amen! The American people simply don't trust our justice system or begging for the rule of law to be applied fairly, equally, and effectively. Is there a secret grand jury in Washington, D.C.? Are indictments coming? Oh, it's possible. But that is the case. They better get here pretty damn quick. What I'm saying is that one of the most important things we must do domestically right now is get organized, and somebody has to be in charge below President Trump. For example, if Trump tells Kristi Noem to start deporting, then she needs to take control. Do we send people to Panama? President Burke of El Salvador is going to run out of the room. So do we send people across the border to Mexico? Operationally, we need to be removing roughly 400,000 people a day. Yada, yada, yada. If we haven't put at least 5 million out by January, I don't know if we'll be able to get back on track. 20 million humans entered our country illegally. Wow. Innocent people were put in prison. never seeing the light of day, never seeing a judge, never having an attorney. I mean, just incredible things that happened to our country because of a very progressive, leftist, Luciferian, communist, socialist movement in our country. Yet many responsible continue to sit in Congress and spotlight on the propaganda media networks. Once steps toward accountability are taken and the enemy goes uncertain, then things can turn around. Until then, it's worth reminding ourselves that many empires have fallen from lack of justice. Let's not go there yet. We still have time. See you on Monday.